Welcome back to another Kind of Funny Reactions to WandaVision, this time, episode 4. Shit is getting real. As always, I'm Tim Geddes, joined by Greg Miller.
Hello.
Nick Scarpino.
Hello.
Andy Cortez.
Greg, you're not supposed, or Tim, you're not supposed to say bad words in the first 30 seconds, or the demonetization. Go ahead.
Demonetization. And
did he already say the bad word?
He said, shh.
The poo-poo head?
Yeah, he said that.
The poo-poo head. Kevin Coelho is here, too.
Man, what a good episode this was.
No, he didn't mean it that way. It was unconnected.
Here's how I want to start this one off. I want to go around, and I want everyone to say their favorite thing about this episode. Greg, go.
Oh, my God. The opening.
Andy Cortez.
Oh, yeah, probably the opening.
Kevin Coelho.
Everything about it. It's what I wanted so badly, and I'm glad
we got
it. Cop-out
answer, boo.
It's true. Literally every moment about it. I'm sitting there. Okay, all right. If I have to pick one moment, it's when he's going, when the dude's going down the thing, and you're like, oh, we're going to find out why he has bees. And it's just, there's just bees.
Nick?
I want to say the team up between Monica Rambeau and Randall Park. I love that chemistry. And then also the fact that I totally forgot that Kat Dennings is in this. And I was like, oh, shit, Kat Dennings is in this. That's awesome.
I think we knew.
Mew Mew.
Yeah, no, we knew. Yeah. If you...
Oh, I know. See, I didn't know. I just, when I saw her, I was like, oh, this is a
pretty fun course. I love that it's the team up of like the side characters from like the side movies.
It's great.
Like,
it's
the
great.
We got Captain Marvel, freaking Ant-Man and the Wasp, and Thor.
Oh my God. I totally forgot Randall Park was an Ant-Man. I totally forgot that's his character. That's so amazing.
I have three favorite things that I want to
show you. No, you said pick one.
Then you guys all gave the worst fucking answers ever.
That's a great answer.
Boo.
What are you talking about? I'm talking about the opening. She's reforming. We get to see her hand reform. Everybody's reforming. It's pandemonium in the hospital. That's what I'm talking about.
It's the blip.
That's fantastic. Seeing chaos, and it's not just like Far From Home kind of farcical making a joke out of it, but it's like this is the seriousness in a hospital. That's fucking awesome. Two, I gotta say it. Gotta say it. Seeing Wu do the magic trick. Are you fucking kidding me? Y'all notice this?
Oh my God. I see that. It makes so much more sense now. It makes so much more sense.
The magic trick. That is freaking awesome. And then my third thing is I love getting this crew together. And what are they doing? The same exact thing we're doing. Sitting around here theorizing, why are there hexagons? I'm like, oh my God, they're asking all the fucking questions we've been asking on the show. It's awesome. God bless this show.
I know. And I love those moments where the like the boss man's like, why is this happening? And she's like, I have all the information you have. I don't know.
I don't know.
We're operating off the same information, everybody.
Yeah, no, everything you just nailed, Tim, I think 100% about it, where, it was awesome to see the whiteboard with all the things on it, but then even them watching the sitcom and asking why they're jumping, between decades. I loved the, when they see the photo, I was like, Randall Park responds to a question of why it looks the way it looks, and he's like, production design? Like, you know what I mean? just the designer on this motion picture?
Yeah, something that I really enjoyed was how it seems like the sitcom episodes we've seen are different than the ones they're seeing with the editing. It's like there's like multiple layers to it. And I'm like, this is awesome. And there's episodes they're seeing that we haven't seen. So it's like they do have some different information than we do. I just love how it's all coming together. The way this episode ends, I'm just like, so we're going back to sitcoms for the next couple episodes. Like, what a great format for this show that I honestly didn't expect it to get a full episode of the sword
real
stuff
world. See,
in the middle of the season, which is
this
like,
is exactly what I was asking for last week, right? I was like, don't keep stringing us along. Give us the other side of this. Let me get invested in what's going on over there and show us behind the curtain a little bit. And they did it. And they just know how to pace this show. It's so perfectly paced for me because I need that back and forth. I need that level of modernness that we're getting with Kat Dennings and Randall Park and all that and all the intrigue. And then having the whole thing kind of bookend with her getting shot out is awesome. And actually seeing that is so cool. Yeah.
I definitely got some nitpicks because the episode started off so incredibly strong. And like, before we hit the Marvel, before we hit that moment, I'm fist pumping. I'm like, dude, this is fucking sick. And then I loved Kat Dennings in the truck where she's talking to all the scientists. I thought that was really cute. That was a really neat, funny back and forth. She's like, I don't care about what your profession is, sir. Like, you chose
you
to not
chance,
answer
yeah.
me. Yeah.
Boy Scout, got it.
And it is kind of a cool thing for her to say, oh, we're all in different fields, so they don't know what the hell's happening here, huh? I thought that was a kind of, neat little behind the scenes thing to show us that, what S.W.O.R.D. is actually thinking. But then the back and forth between Kat Dennings, I was just like, the acting here just seems not great. I don't know what it was. It felt
Jen
it felt,
said the same thing, and I was very much like, I hear you, but I think that that's how Kat does everything, and that's what I've come to associate this character with. So yeah. I don't even see it as bad acting. I just see it as that's how she always is. That's how she was in Thor. That's how she's been with Natalie Portman.
I guess I never saw that side of it in Thor, though, but in here, with Randall Park's voice acting as well, or just line delivery as well.
Sure.
For whatever reason, when they were in the same scene together, it reminded me of how I felt when I was watching Glow on Netflix, where this show is shot incredibly well, and they're using like the most insane cameras, and the show looks beautiful. It looks gorgeous, right? What you're seeing on screen, but it's if you close your eyes, it sounds like fucking you know, whatever that
sitcom, yeah,
whatever that sitcom she was on, you know, it just it sounded different than what I was seeing on screen, and that's my nitpick. I don't want to go too much deeper in it. It just didn't feel great. But then when we got back into the more serious side of stuff with the scientists questioning what the hell's happening, and then oh my gosh, dead Vision just jump scared the hell out of me.
God,
what an unsettling image that was. I was not expecting that. That whole sequence was so perfectly done, and I thought that Elizabeth Olsen absolutely nailed the shit out of her little emotional scene. I thought her acting was phenomenal there.
Kevin.
I was just going to say, I didn't like Kat Denning in the Thor movies. I thought like she was way too over the top. And I feel like they dialed her down a little bit and like kind of aged her up. Like, you know, she's the doctor now, and like that her character progression seems very real, much like the magic trick, you know?
Does it seem real though? Because I thought she was just like a hired PA for Natalie Portman back in the day. Like, I can't remember Thor. Was she an intern? Okay. So she actually was like an actor. I'll agree with Andy. Like, I think some of the chemistry between her and like the head FBI guy or the head sword guy didn't feel great. It felt a little rushed. But when they let her sit down with Randall Parks, I think they got a few more takes on that. And I think they nailed that chemistry between those two because they're just hilarious and funny actors. But let me ask you guys this question. Greg, it's 2 a.m. You get the knock on the door. Greg Miller, I'm Nick Scarpino from the FBI. You got to come with me. And they put you in the van.
When did you start working at the FBI?
Oh, I've always worked for the FBI. You guys are all going to jail. You're all fucking going to jail. Do you guys ever fantasize about being put in the truck and then driven out to like the site, and then it's cold and it's misty and someone's like, what do you do? And you're like, I don't think we're allowed to tell anyone. But then they're like, Greg's brought in here because he's perfect at Twitter. And Tim's brought in here because he's good at YouTube.
yep. That's the extent of his knowledge about me.
That's it.
I guess I feel kind of opposite from Nick because I didn't mind Kat Dennings with the FBI guy. But then when her and Randall Park were together, I don't want to just all put it on Kat Dennings. I thought Randall Park with Monica Rambeau was awesome as hell. Awesome. But when Kat Dennings and Randall Park were together, that's where I felt like the ADR's off. Something's off about this. I'm not super digging. I did want to call out the... I was really confused when they drove up. Monica Rambeau arrives at the scene and Randall Park's there with the two cops.
Mm-hmm.
I was really confused by all of the logic about this whole sequence. Westview doesn't exist and the cops are just there.
And the sign's right behind him.
Okay, well, like, did you try walking in? And then Randall Park's like, it won't let me in. You feel it too, right? And then he's surprised that there's a force field. Did he try to? Like, I was really confused by everybody's logic here.
I think he was like scared of it.
Yeah, did he say that it won't let me in?
Yeah, he said it won't let me in.
He said it doesn't want us in. He said it didn't want us in.
I don't think he tried to go in.
Okay,
the way I play the scene beforehand, Andy, is that Randall Park drove up, the cops stopped him. He's like, I'm here to meet, we have a report of missing people in here. I've come to interject, and I'm meeting somebody from S.W.O.R.D. here. They're like, I've never heard, they wouldn't let him pass kind of thing. And so in the middle of that conversation, she shows up, which of course, man, if she's 10 minutes late, he's under arrest. But... Oh, they're testing fire alarms today, by the way. I'll stop.
Cool.
My only problem with that, though, is that they understand that he's a G-man. They talk to Monica Rambeau and they're like, well, your G-man friend over here. So they know he's in the FBI. I don't think it's a... I don't know how they stopped him or how they didn't try to drive him in. And then these two cops, when they leave, they reverse and leave out of there the other way. Why? I don't understand any of the...
They've
the
been brainwashed, Andy. Like, yeah. They knew they're the city the was there, right? So they're not. I don't.
They're
think
from they're the city.
Though. Really, the city, right?
I mean, I think they're from Westview, but
no, they were
just,
from Eastview, right? which is the neighboring city. Yeah, but I don't
think there is an East View, is there?
No, I think there is. I think they're from a neighboring city.
I thought they
city,
had like West View like on their like maybe I imagine they had that on their uniforms. I read it as there is no East View. These cops just are completely confused because she's twisted their mind up and they're stopping everyone from going into the city. But I also thought that maybe Randall tried to go in there and just repelled him backward, but I'm filling in all those blanks. Because I guess you could just, she flew the drone in there with no easy peasy.
I made sure to pay attention to like, is the car going to drive through it? Are the cops going to leave straight through it? And you hear, I had my headphones on, you hear the car like driving backwards.
We can dial it back. Look at the car. I think the car has some badging on it from Westview, right?
It does look like an older car, right? Like not some modern cop car.
To me, all cop cars look like they're from the 80s.
Yeah.
I just imagine there's donuts. There's those plain donuts right on the dashboard.
Oh, dude, exactly. I memorize all the different like headlights they have through the years so that in the night I can see them. Greg's going.
Hey, Greg.
He's leaving.
Their badges definitely say Eastview.
Okay, my apologies.
It's just it caused like amnesia delusion for everyone around. It is interesting that there's like a radius, it would seem, of how far it reaches.
I wish they would have, I don't know, played a little bit more into that. I wish they would have been, as the cops see, like, what's up with them? I have no idea. They're acting bizarre. You know, I think it's just kind of weird for us to assume that they are under a spell outside of the...
Well, clearly they are under spell because there's literally a sign that says Westview and you can see the town behind them. So
they're definitely being affected.
And like that was the whole joke where she was like, are you sure there's no Westview? And there's literally over their left shoulder is a giant sign that says welcome to Westview.
Yeah, I don't know. Maybe question that a little bit more, Rambo. Like maybe ask those cops a little bit more and kind of be like, what the fuck are y'all talking about? Well, are you lying to me? Like that you can't.
What's wrong with you idiot?
You have to remember this is a world like a post-snap world where they're like, oh, hey, for 5 years, half the population disappeared. You know what I mean? So it's one of those things that I think that like they're more
forget
open to weird.
Know.
Yeah. I mean, that's the reality.
Andy, forget everything
thing.
You know. You're right.
Yeah.
You're right.
But again, I feel like the world is set up in a way where it's like they have fucking Norse gods coming down that like people know about. Like these aren't secrets. They were attacked by aliens recently. 7 years ago?
Yeah.
Something like
hence sword.
Nine?
So I was not expecting well, no. I mean, remember, Thanos came back. That all happened again. They've been attacked by aliens twice incredibly recently.
That's right.
Yeah, presumably that was like that day, right?
Actually, the same aliens, right?
In the beginning, Andy, what's up? I have a question about the beginning. Did we get hints at the parallel universes, the multiverse? Because Monica Rambeau is talking and she says, my mom, she survived the sickness. She survived the whatever. And they're like, no, she died.
Was it all a blip?
No, it was a blip. Yeah. She blipped out for
she
2 years.
She blipped out after the
died.
Surgery. Her mom survived, but then she died while she was gone.
I thought what they were leading into is when you get blipped, you get sent to a parallel universe where her mom was alive and survived the sickness.
She was at the hospital with her mom.
Like, it was just a couple minutes ago or whatever.
Yeah.
Oh, that would have been so sick. Out, yeah. Marvel, hire me. Kevin Feige, fucking hire me, dude.
What was really cool, though, is thinking about, like, as they were coming back in the hospital, like, reforming.
The fight's happening the other way.
The fucking fight's happening at the Avengers facility. Like, that's so goddamn awesome.
It took me a second because I was like, wait, why is she reforming? I got super confused because I thought that was, like, that was part of her getting out of the that weird reality with Wanda. And then as everyone started coming back, I'm like, oh, they're doing I'm like, this is that day. That's
chills,
so,
man.
Totally. We were watching it and Jen's like, this is awesome. I'm like, this is the MCU big screen thing we all want. This is this is what we want. And like, from the opening of this episode, I think it grabs you and doesn't let go. And now this is the first time I've finished the WandaVision episode. I'm like, holy fuck. Oh, I wish there was another one right now. Like, I'm always excited for the next one, but this is the one where I'm like, fucking, I can't wait for next week.
It's so funny to think about that going into all this when WandaVision is revealed. I think all of us collectively, at least I did, I don't want to speak for everybody, but I think we all kind of thought, oh, this will be a cool little side story. I appreciate this. This is like neat for them just to do a little weird ass thing that has nothing to do with anything. Mm-hmm. And it's so intrinsically tied to everything. And I love it. Like, I love it for it.
Dude, that's the thing is, I mean, having read the comics that this is loosely based on, I was more stoked for this than most of the MCU projects. They're delivering.
Damn, son.
Like, that's the fucking thing that blows my mind. It's like, Greg, you grew up reading comics and seeing events and seeing them like eventually fuck them up constantly, right? And like, I love that in the MCU, in this reality that they have, the snap and blip are gigantic things that affect the world, not just superheroes, and they are constantly referring to it. It seems like there's going to be ramifications forever. Like, it's so cool to me that we're seeing that still be a plot point for these things.
And that's what we saw last week too, right? Where it was like when they mentioned Ultron and we were like, oh, that's awesome. Yeah. You know what I mean? That they're going into that. And then, to have this episode be Ultron, to be the blip, to be all, like, we're talking about these side characters from the different movies. Like, I tweeted about, MCU's a godsend. Like, what an amazing fucking thing to be a fan of, to be able to watch this and see all these callbacks. And even, Randall Park doing the magic trick, right? Like, to have all these things, and like when we stopped, magical words you always want your wife to say, of just like, do you want to do an MCU rewatch? And I was like, yes, God, yes, I want to do an MCU rewatch.
I love you.
Not only that, but I mean, think about how they can utilize these characters and these actors now going forward with these TV shows, right? Like, this is like having Randall Park and Kat Dennings and all these characters still continue on throughout the other shows and make cameos and stuff like that. It could be so cool if they could do that. You know, have those characters live beyond the big screen on Disney Plus is going to be just awesome.
And I mean, You know, what's crazy is we all watched Endgame and we're like, oh man, Dark World. Like,
I didn't
want it actually had a place, right? And then watching last week's episode, then watching Ultron, it's the first time that I've ever had the urge to be like, should I rewatch Age of Ultron? No. And it's like, that's the power of the fucking MCU.
Yeah.
Like, it's fucking cool. And like you say no, Nick, but it's like Age of Ultron has only been made ridiculously better as these movies go on, with like all so many lines of dialogue from that movie are like important in the future of the franchise. And it's like, it's fucking awesome, because it didn't feel that way at the time. Can't wait till next week, everybody. This is awesome. MCU is back in full force, and I hope it never ends. Every Friday, MCU Fridays, baby. That's what it is nowadays.
It's really cool to look forward to. But also, like, come on, let's get the episodes at 5:30 p.m. Like,
come on.
I fucked up today. Yeah, that's why I've been typing. I have to get games daily then, because it was that thing where I went to bed at 9:30. I was exhausted. And then I woke up this morning, and it was that thing where the alarm was about to go off, and I was like, yeah, I'm like, oh no. I have to watch WandaVision and do the meeting and do this show and then do Games Daily. Fuck.
Here we are. Well,
we did it.
Let us know in the comments below what you think about it, what your favorite part was, what your least favorite part was. And until next week.
See you later. I don't have a sign off.
I punch Keanu Reeves.
I'm making thumbnail.